This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Jay-Z's Tidal platform promises listeners CD-quality streaming music in all of its 44.1 kHz 16-bit glory. Much better, they say, than compressed files, like MP3s. But why stop there? Neil Young's Pono Music Store sells music that's even better than CD quality. In a YouTube video for the service, Young compares MP3 listeners to scuba divers, muddling around on the seafloor.
You know, you're walking around in the murk and there's big fish down there. That's kind of like listening to an MP3.
CD listeners, they're underwater too. And the only way to rise to the top, he says, is to dial up sample rate to over four times that of CD, to 192 kilohertz.
But when you make it to 192, you actually break through the surface and you're breathing air. And the feeling is different. Actually, it is a visceral relief. You feel good.
But how good? What researchers, record producers, audiophiles, sound engineers want to know is...
Is CD, compact disc, enough?
Joshua Rice, who leads audio engineering research at Queen Mary University of London.
The argument seemed to be never-ending.
Rice took a stab at settling the argument with a meta-analysis, a study of studies, on whether people can really perceive better than CD quality sound. He analyzed data from 18 studies, including more than 400 participants and nearly 13,000 listening tests. Overall, listeners picked out the better than CD quality track 52.3% of the time. Statistically significant, if not all that impressive. But when Rice isolated studies that trained listeners first and gave them a chance to feast their ears on the difference, their odds of picking the higher quality track climbed to 60%, suggesting there may actually be some perceptible difference, at least enough to convince Rice to change his listening habits.
Yes, I think I actually will, based on this.
The analysis is in the Journal of the Audio Engineering Society. Not that it'll settle all arguments.
No, never. But what I think it might do is allow the researchers to move on a little bit from this question and to start looking deeper into the causes of the perception.
And for the audiophiles out there, it's no doubt music to their ears. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.